My name is Angel Rivera. I'm an interview. I am 16 years old. Today is December 2nd. And I'm speaking with Jamie Williams, who is my roommate. We are recording this interview in Salinas, California. Who were your parents, and can you tell me about them?
Who were my parents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're still alive.
Well, of course.
Let's see. My mom's name is Gladys Williams.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's name is Stephen Williams Sr. And my stepmom's name is Roxanne Williams. Let's see. What do you want to know about them?
What were they like?
They were great parents, actually. My mom was more of the want to be your friend mom.
Yeah.
You know, but we lived with my dad, so he was the disciplinarian.
Mm-hmm.
But strict, but fair.
Yeah.
Very good people. Talk to them all the time.
Who are your grandparents, and can you tell me about them?
Ooh, yeah. Let's see, my grandparents. I had six grandparents, because my dad mm-hmm. got remarried. Let's see. I had Nana, Papa, June Ramis, and, June Williams and Edward Williams with my mom and dad, my dad's parents. I don't remember my mom's name. I know my grandfather, Peter, but I never knew her name. It was always Grandma. They both passed away many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roxanne, her parents were Margie and Alfred. And unfortunately, they all are no longer with us. My grandfather passed the last time I was home when
yes.
I went to Oklahoma City. That was June or July time frame. So he was the last.
Yeah.
They were all good people. Work construction. My grandfather was Navy. My other
mm-hmm.
both my grandfathers were Army, Navy. Then my dad's father, he worked civil service for quite a few years. My mom's dad was a postman.
Mm-hmm.
So he did postal stuff my whole life. That's really all I know. Margie, she worked for this company called Cherry and Webb. It's like a department store.
Mm-hmm.
And my Nana June, I don't think she ever worked, as far as I know.
Yeah. Why did your dad remarry?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they got divorced, but
yeah.
He met Rocky when I was 4, 5, or 6. They
yeah.
dated for a while, and they ended up getting married.
Wow,
yeah.
That was quick.
I've known him my parents got divorced when I was like 4 or 5. He dated for a year or so with Rocky, and
yeah.
then ended up getting remarried.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to U.S. was like?
I was born in the U.S.
Yeah, but like when you traveled during the
Where have I
Air
been?
Force. Yeah, where have you been?
Where have I gone? I've gone
yeah.
all over the place. I've been to the tour of the stands, all
mm-hmm.
the Middle East, Asia, Europe, Central America.
Mm-hmm.
And then just various locations in the States. I enjoyed every place I've been to. It was always fun.
If you were enlisted, what were some of the reasons that you joined the military, and how did you choose your branch of service?
Well, I wasn't going to go to Navy because I got seasick as a kid, so that was out of the question. And then he got that dumb song, you know, in the Navy. Anyways. my dad was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely said, don't ever, you know, don't be a Marine.
Yeah.
And Air Force was the most technical, other than the Navy, technical branch. And I didn't want to work at McDonald's or Burger King. You know, after I partied
yeah.
my way out of college, that was my only option, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's why I joined, because it was most
yeah.
technical.
What was basic training like?
When I went through basic training was 6 weeks long. It's 8 weeks now. I just remember getting yelled at a lot, doing a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
Paying attention to detail was one of the things they stressed. You know, you had to fold your shirt in a perfect square, and it had to be this, that, or the other, and, you know, small stuff like that. All your socks or your wall walker had to be squared
really?
Away, your uniform.
They made sure you had to have everything organized.
Oh, yeah. They had rulers and everything that they would check it with.
Rulers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'd be sitting on there for hours sitting on a book with a tweezer, you know, because you had to fold your shirt a certain way and getting making sure all that all the ridges in the shirt all yeah. evened out the same thing. Polishing your boots and all that.
How did you stay in touch with your family and friends back home?
Before the advent of the internet, you know, letter writing, phone calls. Mostly now, either through Facebook or phone calls, you know.
Yeah.
The normal. But back in the day, it was all snail mail.
All mail.
All snail mail. Snail mail, the term for...
Slow mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you first fall in love?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably like when I was in junior high school. I had the biggest crush on this girl named Shayna Fonseca.
Really?
Yeah, I so much more. Well, I couldn't even, like, I got her phone number and I would call her and then I'd hang up the phone real quick to answer. I prank called so many times. Thank God that was before caller ID.
What was she like?
I never talked to her. I was
you never talked to her?
No.
Really?
Until just recently, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that who you're on the phone with the next time?
No, that's Jessica. But no, I guess she found me on Facebook. We've been chatting online every once in a while. But yeah, like if I even told her, I was like, you know, I used to have the biggest house. But I could never talk to her. I was always intimidated.
What did she look like?
She was short, blonde hair, blue eyes. 14, 15, whatever it was, you know, young. I don't know, it was just something about her I just had the biggest crush on as a kid. She lived up the road from me, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
Well, not up the road, but pretty damn close.
What was your best memory of your childhood?
Not being on punishment. I used to get in trouble all the time for school. I would always be on punishment. Like, I had to stay at home or I couldn't go out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do that?
I wouldn't do my homework. I'd lie about, you know, this, that, or the other. So I was always getting in trouble for that. So I was, like I said, I was always, like, stuck at home.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going anywhere. You can't watch TV or whatever. So being able to get out and play with my friends. Like, kids don't do nowadays.
We do sometimes, but not always.
Not
like playing in the street.
Yeah, not every night, wait for the light, you know.
Yeah, wait for the light.
Lights.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who has been the most important person in your life?
I think my parents.
Parents? Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's instilled the values that I have today. You know, a lot of friends I made through the military, you know. But not in the same note, you know, for different reasons.
Yeah. What advice do you wish you gave yourself, your younger self?
I don't know.
Like, if you go back in the future and give yourself advice on what not to do and what to do.
Start using Rogaine. That way my head doesn't go bald. Save money.
Save more money.
Yeah. That'd be the best advice I'd. And then don't marry Ray. I mean, I still would have Steve, but don't marry Ray. Oh, jeez. I forgot my son, but I just wouldn't have married her, that's all.
Yeah. What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
Having my son for starters, I wasn't sure if I was going to have kids or not. When I was younger, joining the Air Force, I was like adamant, like I'd never joined the military. You know, below 20 some odd years later.
When did you join the military?
1995.
How old were you?
20.
20?
Yeah. I just turned, I joined in May of 95. I turned 20 in March. So I was just a couple months over. I did like 2 years in college. And then partied my way out.
What lessons has working taught you?
Not to be lazy. I'm king of procrastinating, so when I got something I gotta do at work, I don't procrastinate on it, but I try not to. Just being reliable, you know, for your employer or your boss, be a reliable person.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best things. You know, be that go-to person, because they know you're gonna get it done. unlike some people.
When did you know about your son being born?
Found out in January of 2012.
When was he born?
August.
August? Mm-hmm. So she told you later?
No.
No, before?
A couple months in. Barely one month in.
Wow.
Yeah, which once we found out she was pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
She was late. Weighty stuff, you know. And so we went to the doctor. Went there, got the ultrasound and everything. Was like, holy crap. I still have a picture of it, actually.
If you could change your son living over there to living over here, would you?
Oh, in a heartbeat. It's stuff I have to deal with my ex-wife, unfortunately. It's nothing I can...
Yeah.
I have no control over at the moment.
How long were you in the Army for?
I wasn't.
I mean, the Air Force.
23.
23 years?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I was never in the Army. I'm too smart for that.
All my
friends are retiring now.
What was it like?
I enjoyed it. I moved around a lot, as I told you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of good friends. I kind of like, when I was younger, we never went anywhere. So when I joined the Air Force, I get to go all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was cool. Got to see a lot of cool things, do a lot of cool things.
What did you do when you, like, went to different places? Like, for the Army, for the Air Force?
What do you mean, like, job-wise, or...?
Yeah, like, what did you do while you were in different areas?
I mean, same exact job I do now, except for when I was in a deployable unit.
Yeah.
But, I do the same thing I do with the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aircraft, navigational aids, weather equipment, ground-to-air communication,
mm-hmm.
all that fun stuff.
Mm.
I think that I'd answer your question.
Yep. And that's all.
Calm down, go ahead,
Yeah? Yeah.
You record that?
Yeah.